Show.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
You idiot!
Then you're probably overqualified to play.
I know.
All right, here we go. The Friday favorite. This is the classic edition. Know the Dog and Joe Show. You're going to get three questions in a row correct. If you can do that, we'll hook you up with a River Dog and Joe Show t-shirt just in time for daylight savings, I guess. Here we go. We have one brand new question. Everyone needs a daylight savings t-shirt. We have one brand new question on the list. We've never discussed this on the show because none of us knew about this until this week.
Oh.
Here's question one.
Here we go.
Okay. And hopefully it's a bit obvious.
Are we going to put a person on the phone, though?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes, we are. I guess I'll do that now.
I was going to say, we got to have someone playing the game.
Tim, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Tim, here you go. Here's question one. Tim? We learned this this week. Who on the Dog and Joe Show has never had a McDonald's Big Mac, a McDonald's Quarter Pounder, or a McDonald's Cheeseburger? Someone on this show has never had any of those three McDonald's sandwiches.
We'll go with you, Dog.
Tim, we'll stop right there. Okay. No.
We don't want to give any hints away.
Here. No, it is not me. Someone on this show has never had a McDonald's Big Mac, a McDonald's Quarter Pounder, or a McDonald's Cheeseburger. Welcome, Brandon. Who on the Dog and Joe show could that be?
Well, if it's not you, I guess it would be Joe.
Which
doesn't make sense. Yeah. Hey, did you hear him? He goes, which doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make sense at all, my man. Keep in mind now, here's the easy game. Joe and I have already been guests. There's three people on the show.
Yes, there is.
Let's go to Tim. Tim, welcome.
Welcome. Hey, hello.
Tim, who on the Dog and Joe show has not had a McDonald's Quarter Pounder, a McDonald's Big Mac, or a McDonald's Cheeseburger?
Dana.
Yes.
Oh, you got it, my man.
We were out at Tuesday this week. Unbelievably, we're sitting there at San Pino's and we're talking, and Dana tells us that she's never had a Big Mac, a Quarter Pounder, or a cheeseburger, and we like almost fell out of our seats. And we're like, hey, shut up. Because remember that study? I don't know, like a year ago we talked about it. Millennials said they'd never had a Big Mac.
Yes.
And it was like 60 or 70% of millennials had never tasted one.
And didn't really even care to. Didn't even really want to, you know? And it blew us away. We were like, what?
How could a institution of that magnitude not end up at your mouth at one point or another, even if you're 26, 28? So we're sitting there, we're eating.
And now they've got three versions of the Big Mac. I mean, if there was ever a time to try and eat a Big Mac, it's when they've got a Grand, a Regular, and a Junior.
And did you have the Grand the other day?
Yeah, I'll have it today.
That's what we were talking about, just like, hey, that Grand Big Mac, man, it's something.
It really is.
And it kind of perked my ears up. You know, I'm like, wow, it's been a long time since I've had a Big Mac. This Grand Big Mac sounds good. And Dana says, I've never had a Big Mac. And we're like, what?
I thought she was kidding at first.
Yeah. And we said, you've never had a Big Mac? She goes, no. I said, have you ever had a Quarter Pounder? She said, huh? And we're like, what? I said, Dana, have you ever had a cheeseburger? She said, no. She said, one time I had a hamburger. And we're like, what?
She said, I can count on one hand all the things that I've eaten at McDonald's. Yeah. And then she did it. And there was five things.
What are the five things you've had from McDonald's?
Regular hamburger, chicken nuggets, french fries, hash brown, and sausage biscuit.
Yep.
Why not a Big Mac or Quarter Pounder?
Never appealed to me.
Just by looking at it, by seeing it, it's just never been.
Well, that and like kids in my family always got either the hamburger or the cheeseburger because they were 29 and 39 cents.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That was it.
And you don't like cheese.
And I don't like cheese. And my grandfather used to get so mad about the cheese thing because the cheeseburgers were so cheap. And he's like, what kids don't like cheese? And I was like, well, this one.
Yeah, that is so weird. So Dana, we have to, you got to taste one.
No, I don't want to be force-fed a Big Mac.
Okay. Yeah, she doesn't want to do it,
Dana. We're not going to put. I'm not going to stick my boot on your throat, and Joe's going to like try to push it into your mouth. Why? I'm telling you. Here's the thing, and I commend you for not wanting to do this because once that glorious Quarter Pounder, help the God, it's not a double Quarter Pounder with cheese. But once that Quarter Pounder, that Big Mac touches your lips, it's over the hedge. You are going to be a strung out heroin junky.
We could almost just kind of dance by the open doorway to our office in the hallway with a Big Mac, and it would get you.
You're absolutely right about that, because I have gone like 5 years without ever touching Taco Bell, and you mentioned it once, and I could not get it out of my mind. It was ridiculous.
Big Mac.
I don't want
it. Big Mac.
I'm going to fight you on this.
Big Mac.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, onions, pickles on a sesame seed bun.
Hey, I'm telling you, you know what? Good luck with your crusade, but I'm here to tell you, you
I will hold out. I'm
going to make it my life's mission. You have to press one of those patties to your lips.
Nope, 29 years and counting.
Why
forget
do you
about
make
it.
Everything sound so awful?
What do you mean? What's that awful?
Oh, God.
So back to you, Tim. Sorry, forgot Tim. You're there. You are on the board. 1-0. Yes, it is Dana, who has never had a quarter pounder, cheeseburger, or Big Mac from McDonald's. But we're going to do our damnedest, die trying to get her to taste one. So, question number two. All right, you're on the board. Get the next two right. You'll pick up the shirt. You still there, Tim?
Let me see one of these guys.
I am here.
All right, sorry about that. Got a little sidetracked.
Okay. I'm going to take you back a little ways here. Tim, who on the show wears Axe body spray?
Oh.
Wearing some today. Oh, yes, you're correct.
Yes, yeah. It is Joe. Yes, the ass body spray.
Fragrance of Kilo. That's what I'm wearing today.
You got that one right? Get this next one. This is kind of a two-part question, though, Tim, so pay attention, okay? Get this next one right, and you'll sweep the category. Who on the show believes we landed on the moon? Who on the show believes we landed on the moon?
I got to go with Joe.
Yes!
You're absolutely right. You could have went ahead and sent everyone, because we did.
I don't believe it. And now to the part two of that question.
Does Dana believe we landed on the moon?
Dana, do you believe we landed on the moon? Oh, she turned the radio off. She's on the phone.
Yeah, she's doing her job.
Second part of this question. Who on the show wishes he landed on Warren Moon?
That's got to be Joe.
Yeah.
Okay. I hate the question, but you, sir, have earned yourself a T-shirt.
Yes. All right, Tim. Hey, guy, we'll get your info. We'll get you hooked up with that Dog and Joe Show River T-shirt. Here's Zeppelin on 93.7 The River.